It's time for part two with Ben from Lake Michigan Armory, continuing where we left off in our last outdoor report earlier this hour. Well, let's switch over. 15th of September is coming quick next week. What are you hearing, first of all, about bird numbers in Delta County?
Speaking for myself, at least where I go, it hasn't been very positive the last couple of years. And just this year, a few times I've been out in the woods, I haven't flushed up any. But I'm sure there are places that they're doing well. It just seems like over the last couple of years, the numbers have been down from what I've heard from people. And the same thing with rabbits, too. If I had 10 reports, 9 of them were bad, and one person said there's a bunch of them, so I'm not really sure how that works.
Wow, I've heard nothing but ridiculous numbers of rabbits.
Good. Well, that's good, and that's better than what I'm hearing.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, and that's kind of weird. It's one of those things where that was at the beginning of summer.
Yeah.
So maybe the predators take their toll, because our predator numbers are pretty high right now.
Yeah, that's the one thing that I hear most often is the predators are really taking a toll on a lot of things.
So. No, and again, I'd like to, every chance I get, I'd like to encourage people, coyote season is open year round.
Yep. Yeah, and we, the gun manufacturers have came out with a lot of firearms that are designed for predator hunting, and they're it's something that would be worth getting into. It's a good part of the sport that most people don't really think of, but there's a lot of accessories and stuff that can go with that and make it enjoyable. If the numbers of their normal things go down, you can fall back on that and at least maybe help out in the long run anyway.
Well, with the 15th opening and bird hunters getting out there, are you carrying anything for those hunters that you want to mention right now? Any specific shells or loads or anything?
We got stocked up on pretty much everything that we could handle for shotguns. As far as ammunition, I tried to get every good small game size for anything from 12 gauge to 16 gauge, 20 gauge, 28 gauge, and 410. So I'm trying to keep a little bit of everything to please the crowd. So,
and what about, lastly, what about the early teal and goose season? Have you heard anything from those hunters?
I have not. I have not heard anything from those other people also. But then again, I realized that's coming. So I got, I stocked up on some steel shot too and some black cloud stuff. So we're ready for everything. I just haven't been hearing a whole lot of reports.
Well, it's good to know that you got that stuff. And, Ben, I really appreciate your time.
Hey, no problem.
We'll catch up with you again soon.
All right, sounds good. Thanks. Bye.
Ben from Lake Michigan Armory in Escanaba, and this is The Outdoor Show.